This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. The U.S. finally reached President Joe Biden's goal of getting at least one COVID-19 shot in the arms of 70% of American adults. But it's a month late, and amid a fierce surge by the Delta variant that is swamping hospitals and leading to new mask rules and mandatory vaccinations around the country. Biden set the goal of reaching the 70% threshold by the 4th of July, but that target was set well before the highly contagious Delta variant enabled the virus to come storming back and undermine the assumptions that were used to arrive at that figure. The U.S. still has not hit the administration's other goal of fully vaccinating 165 million American adults by July 4th. It is about 8.5 million short. High-ranking U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has tested positive for the coronavirus. The South Carolina Republican is the first U.S. senator to disclose a breakthrough infection after being vaccinated. He says he is very glad he received the vaccine, without which his current symptoms would be far worse. The news has prompted several other lawmakers to get quick COVID-19 tests and report their status. Cuba has completed a vaccination rollout in the capital city of Havana on Monday to help curb a rise in infections, according to authorities from the health ministry. The Cuban health ministry chief of primary attention, Maria Elena Soto, said more than 1.3 million of Havana's residents have been vaccinated with the locally produced Abdala or jab or other vaccine. This is VOA News. A U.S. official says the number of children traveling alone who were picked up at the Mexican border by U.S. immigration authorities likely hit an all-time high in July. Preliminary government data released Monday by Department of Homeland Security official also says the number of people who came in families likely reached its second highest total on record. The sharp increases from June are especially striking because crossings usually slow during stifling summer heat. The disclosures came in a court filing hours after immigrant advocacy groups resumed a legal battle to end the government's authority to expel families at the border on grounds that prevents the spread of the coronavirus. President Ashraf Ghani on Monday blamed Afghanistan's fast deteriorating security situation on a sudden decision by the United States to withdraw its troops, but said his government had a plan to bring conditions under control within 6 months. Taliban insurgents have moved in on three provincial capitals in the last few days amid rapid advances nationwide, since Washington said it planned to complete withdrawal of troops by September. The Biden administration is expanding efforts to help Afghan citizens flee increasing Taliban violence as the U.S. military pullout looms at the end of the month. The State Department says it's widening the scope of Afghans eligible for refugee status in the United States to include current and former employees of U.S.-based news organizations and U.S.-funded aid and development agencies. Current and former employees of the U.S. government who do not meet strict criteria for a special immigrant visa are also covered by the expansion. But the move comes with a major caveat, that is, applications must leave Afghanistan to begin the process that may take 12 to 14 months in the third country. Turkey is seeking international help to fight wildfires, and neighbor Greece is using old power stations to cope with the demand for air conditioning as a heat wave intensifies in Southeast Europe. With temperatures reaching 45 degrees Celsius in some areas, the extreme weather is fueling wildfires as well as storms in Italy and Croatia. A climate expert says the destructive weather conditions are becoming more frequent and deadly. A small tornado on Croatia's northern Adriatic coast toppled trees that destroyed several cars. Hours later, a large wildfire erupted outside a nearby resort, threatening homes and local power supply. Dozens were treated for smoke inhalation in Italy after flames tore through a pine forest. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.